This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, talking about a new tribe that is already leaving southern Iraq. In October of 2006, British Lieutenant Colonel Simon Brown made a most insightful statement about the foreign occupation of Iraq. "We are in a tribal society in Basra, and we are one of the tribes. As long as we are here, the others will attack us because we are the most influential tribe." At first, British forces appeared to have much more success than their American coalition partners in the north and west. They were welcomed as liberators by the large Shiite majority, who had been horribly oppressed by Saddam Hussein. Early on, British soldiers were able to patrol the streets without helmets and flak jackets. Some of them even went fishing on their days off. Lucky for them, the Brits did not have to contend with the Sunni insurgency, which has continued unabated in Baghdad and Anbar province. But now Basra, the second largest city in Iraq, has been taken over by competing Shiite militias. The British are holed up in their bases, and they are taking more and more casualties. Last January, the British consulate was evacuated because of mortar attacks, the general accuracy of which is improving weekly. Some believe that the militants are receiving training from the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, a force that reports directly to Iran's top cleric. The Iranian border is only a short distance away, and arms and ammunition are pouring in from the only Shiite majority country in the world. There are as many as 20 different armed groups in Basra, the dominant ones being the Badr Brigades and Muqtadir al-Sadr's Mahdi Army. The city's police force has been thoroughly infiltrated by the militias. Some of these militants have attacked women who are unchaperoned or whom they believe are not clothed properly. An Iraqi human rights activist complained that the British handed the city to the Islamist groups as a gift. As he announced the departure of 2,500 British troops within 6 months and the remaining 6,000 by the end of 2008, Prime Minister Tony Blair conceded that the situation in Basra was not how we wanted it to be. The Brits will eventually hand over all their bases to Iraq's 10th Division, but these badly trained and poorly motivated soldiers might be overrun by the militias. When an outpost in Amara was handed over to the Iraqis in August 2006, it was looted and made unusable within 48 hours. Some of the reconstruction projects in southern Iraq have been successes. A new sewage system now serves 40% of Basra, much higher than before the war. But no running water is available for days on end, and none of it is safe to drink. Basra produces enough electrical power for itself, but it must send most of it north to Baghdad, leaving the city with only 4 hours of electricity a day. Just as it has been for Bush, Blair's Iraq policies have divided his party and divided his country. Blair's decision to withdraw from Iraq was, however, only partially political, because his military advisors have told him that British forces are overextended and poorly equipped. Many of the British troops who are leaving Iraq will be redeployed in Afghanistan, where there's still hope for some sort of victory. The Queen's tribe in Iraq has not been defeated militarily, but in the words of Anthony Cordesman, the world's leading expert on Iraq, they have lost long ago in the political sense. This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, requesting that you send your comments to nickgeyer@adelphia.net or check out my website at www.nickgeyer.com.